I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
It's at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 7:36, Hope Day morning, and it's time for the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. It's an app, and it's on sale today. Today, the Radio.com app is free.
Oh, my goodness. People,
go get
act
the radio.
Now.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to hurry out. Download the Radio.com app. It's free.
Yeah,
today
is.
Only. Or tomorrow.
All the days. But especially today, though.
Today's a great day to get started. Listening to radio through your phone with the radio.com app. So it's free. And
I see
you can listen to
it. It says download. Yeah, it is free. You're right.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. This is amazing. Mm-hmm.
You can get the app that. And then you can listen to our show live. And you can also listen to our podcast through the radio.com app. And then you can also stay tuned after we leave and listen to V. Hale.
That's right.
She's amazing.
She is.
How could they afford to give it out for free if they spent so much money, billions of dollars on this?
I just don't know. They're such a giving, loving company.
Just generous.
Yep.
Woo.
That's how they roll, I hear. Mm. Giving and loving.
Mm.
Mm. Lucky us.
Lucky us.
Yep. All right, here's what's happening. Oh, boy.
Hmm.
I've never been to Comic-Con. I'm not really interested, but I do think it's become a huge event. Like,
yes.
Really big.
Yeah, you can't even get tickets. We're in the lottery for the tickets every year, and we've never once gotten them.
You've been before, though.
No, we went to, it was a com, but it wasn't Comic-Con.
Oh, it was a different one.
It was a traveling Comic-Con. Something.
Okay. Well, San Diego Comic-Con just announced that it's gonna be online only for a second year in a row.
Oh.
And a reporter for the Fox station in San Diego headed out in front of the convention center to announce the decision and talk about it. And while he was live on camera, his report was interrupted by a police shootout, completely having nothing to do with why he was there. Oh, Brain found it.
Oh.
100,000 people a day. That's tens of millions of dollars that we're missing out on here. The convention citing the ongoing pandemic as the reason for the cancellation. This is a big, big loss. We spoke to Trevor Christensen, who owns Activision Pro.
He tries to power through it.
Staff about 200.
Yeah, there's
people.
Been shots. I think he's I
moving
really think
away from the camera.
There's something going on in the distance. I think we have an officer involved shooting. Excuse me, I'm gonna see if we can come.
Oh, my God. There's a guy hiding behind a car right there on live TV.
And, a car that he had just pulled over. Forgive us for getting onto the story that we're covering. We don't
worry about it.
What's going on.
We forget
right
the other story. What's happening here?
Given that we don't know the details.
Couple things going on there. Besides the, you know, the shootout that breaks out, which is, you know,
horrific.
Unavoidable. And
right.
What is this dude doing reading his report off his phone? That was
that threw me off, honestly.
That was just junk.
That is a totally normal thing. I've seen that happen a zillion times. Mm-hmm. I'm totally over it now.
I haven't seen that.
I think oftentimes they what they'll do is
they've got their notes on there.
They have their notes on there, but they also have like you know, they'll roll something else. They'll roll their other report as they're talking, roll like B-roll. of like what they
right.
The footage
I've never
took.
Seen that the way he's just pulls his phone up, puts it in front of him, looks down at it, and reads off it. Yeah. That's like, dude. Yeah.
No,
this
I've
is...
totally seen that a million
what?
Times.
I've,
that
I've
is, that's
to- that.
It's it feels like it's. I didn't even notice it because it feels totally standard. When you're watching like CNN, whenever there's anything breaking, that guy is sitting there scrolling on his phone, telling you, and then blah blah blah, looks at it, blah blah blah. It's crazy.
Oh wow, that was just. Crap reporting.
It's the notepad of the 21st century.
That's everything they told me not to do in school.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, that's
yeah.
just absolutely...
Even if you have it on a pad, it looks so much more official, like I was taking notes. But no, people take notes on their phone and they sit and read it.
Great news, ugly people. You can get into news, too. All you have to have is a nice top of your head.
That's right.
As long as the top of your
head
is
good.
Or
just hold your phone up in front of your face.
There you
Maybe
go.
Maybe just your mouth shows so you go like that.
Wow. Good TV.
Yeah.
Anyway,
really
so this shootout starts across the street while this guy's live on camera. The reporter's trying to tell us about Comic-Con, and suddenly those pops in the background, those were gunshots.
Yeah.
The reporter is trying to keep going, and the cameraman sticks with him for a second, but really the camera, the reporter's moving out of the shot.
Oh,
and,
what's happening?
I think he's getting his sprint ready.
Right.
And
there's a
and
lot
the cameraman,
of shots fired too. I mean, that is like some serious.
Yeah. So it turns out the cops pulled over a 29-year-old guy for running a red light. And that was the guy's response to being pulled over. So he must've been wanted for something else. The guy gets out
something.
Of his car and starts shooting. They say nobody was injured in the shootout, but one of the guy's stray bullets did hit a random guy in the butt cheek.
Oh,
fortunately, the bullet hit the glass case in his back pocket, and he was not hurt.
Oh.
You mean where he keeps his glasses? The little
yes,
letter thing?
A glass case,
and it
yes.
somehow deflected, slowed the bullet so that he wouldn't
Took
be...
Took the
wow.
bullet, speed off of the... And is maybe as very... Maybe he's a guy who lifts, you know, it does a lot of
really
squats.
Strong butt cheeks,
strong
yeah,
butt cheeks,
sure.
yeah, sure.
Yeah, we haven't
anyway,
seen that guy's glutes. We need to get a look at that. Probably some
he wasn't
serious
hurt.
Bruising.
He
That's
took
incredible.
A bullet and was not hurt. The shooter was arrested after police backup arrived, so.
Yeah. The whole
but
shootout thing is
for
not...
this guy's big national moment,
I know.
I only remember the top of his head.
You know, it is actually really, there's a guy who was live on the scene while this news unfolded, and it's viral today, and the biggest takeaway is, oh, I guess we read our news off our phones now, wow. Which demonstrates why you don't need your TV anymore. Because honestly, I probably got a TMZ alert at the time that was happening.
That was. I don't watch enough TV. There's no way Scott Budman reports from the scene and is reading off his phone, and we're looking at the top of his head. Are you telling me that's
I
the way he does it?
That Scott Budman doesn't do that. He seems like
I've actually
old
seen him
guy.
On TV, and he doesn't do that.
Yeah. All right, yeah. Scott Budman,
and
everyone.
He's wearing a mask and everything.
Scott Budman's amazing.
Scott Budman, if you would like
would
to call
do
in
that.
And tell us why you're so much better than that guy in San Diego, we'd be happy to listen to you.
Yeah, and why people back at the station allow people to read off their phones. I guess it's because they'd allow them to read off a notebook. That's
well,
the only
look,
thing I can think
I
of.
I understand referring to your, you know, if you've got specific numbers you want to refer to, I get that. But he just looked down and never looked back up. I don't get that.
I'm doing a live report that I really don't have in my head. It's all right.
Right.
Here. Let me just put that in my
anyway,
face.
You know what? I'm sure he's a nice man, and maybe he's
sure.
having a rough day. What do I know about
Graduated top of his communications class, Ben.
Mm-hmm. There's a guy named Yusaku Maezawa.
Yusaku Maezawa.
He is Japanese, and he's a multi-billionaire. Back in 2018... he bought the rights to SpaceX's first passenger trip to the moon. We don't know how much he paid exactly, but they believe he spent $250 million locking up this flight, the first flight to the moon by SpaceX.
And they're actually going to land it on the moon, or they're just going to loop around the moon and come on home?
I don't know what the planned trip actually is. The more I read about everything, they're planning to put hotels places they probably shouldn't.
Oh, God, like, do it. We
like
need to start
space.
Moving. Yes. Space hotels. I'm in.
Anyway,
float
the flight to the moon. The flight to the moon is scheduled for 2023. And now Yusaku is looking for 8 random people to join him.
Wow, this,
this
is
the second time this year, and we're only 3 months in, that not even 3 months, two months in, that we've heard about these trips that, that have been locked up by billionaires, and they're sort of bringing random people with them.
Do these people just have so few friends that they need to fill the rest of the flight with randoms, or are they afraid for the lives of their loved ones? Or do all their loved ones go, you're crazy, we're not going to Mars with you, or whatever, wherever they're going.
I can't, what I think is that it's such a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And not, like, we're talking about it in advance of it's happening, but when these things happen, they're going to be such a big deal. Maybe they do feel like it's better that they're not bringing their bros.
And maybe it's about optics, too. Like, yes, the rich are the only ones right now who are able to, you know, not all of us have $250 million to drop on a flight to the moon, much as we might like to. So maybe they it makes them seem philanthropic if they let the little man go as well.
Yeah, I think that's probably it. I mean, if we see the first video footage of Yusaku and his best friend, you know, exchanging...
Cheers, exchanging the
schnapps bottle and, you know, like, all right, take a hit of this before this thing takes off. I mean, I don't know that that's going to be good. But anyway, it'll take 3 days to get to the moon, loop behind it, and 3 days to get back. So, no, they don't land. It looks like this is one of those circles.
I see.
This guy's paying for the entire journey. And he says, I hope together we can make it a fun trip. Again, he's looking for 8 random people to join him on SpaceX's first passenger trip to the moon.
And so you just have to, what, write to him? Like, you have to have
I'll
some
tell you,
hook?
Hold on. Okay, he says he's looking for 2 main things in the people he chooses, people who want to push the envelope to make a better society, and people who are willing to support others.
Hmm.
Those are nice qualities.
Well, I do want to push the envelope, and I completely support my sister-in-law, so I think I'm in. Whoa, I'm winning.
She's still an employee of yours, huh? Oh, you can't shush me.
No,
you
I'm
brought
shushing.
It up.
I'm just thinking of the people I support.
Anyway, you can apply on his website, dearmoon.earth, by the 14th of this month, which is, you know, you've got very little time. But
it,
if you're interested, if you would go on a trip around the moon, you might want to go dearmoon.earth. Go now.
Damn.
I don't know if you remember this, but this guy is the same guy that was offering or looking for love and offering the same thing.
I was wondering if it was the same guy. He's the same guy. I thought we were going to revisit that story. I didn't recognize his name, though. He was looking for a girlfriend, right?
That's right.
Oh, my God.
I think that must have fell through, so this is probably the same trip.
oh, he was trying to get the girl to go on the trip with him?
Yeah.
Oh, how funny.
Oh, that was boy. The
girl. Right.
Or maybe he found a girlfriend, and she was like, I don't want to go to the moon.
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you something, and I don't say I don't mean this as a slam, but some of the people who've made great sums of money in technology aren't the most socially skilled people in the world. In particular, if you've ever been around super smart engineers, they'll start telling you stuff, and you just can't help but say, you have to stop. You have to, we can't.
Let's talk about things that the average person can
grasp. Yeah, you're really way in a whole other place that I'm not going to be able to go with you.
Yeah.
So let's talk about normal stuff. Like when you push that pedal, the bike moves. Do that.
Yeah. Well, that's because of the torque. And
No. I mean, actually, pedal away from me. Go. Leave.
Well, all right, I'll give you a torque demonstration.
Show me.
Quick hide behind this bush. Jimmy definitely will not find us here.
Right.
He'll be looking for us in the antimatter strata.
How about a couple fast facts?
I love fast facts.
Asia.
Yes.
Has a larger surface area than the moon.
Really?
You know, we're speaking about the moon.
That's incredible. You're saying
Asia is 17.2.
You could wrap it around the moon and it would complete, and then you'd have to cut off the extra. Huh.
Asia is 17.2 million square miles, and the moon is 14.6 million square miles.
Wow, the moon's tiny.
Listen to this one.
Okay.
The geographical center of North America is a town in North Dakota called Center. And the name is a coincidence. Does that make
the geographical center of North America is a town called Center in North Dakota.
And it's coincidence that it's named Center.
Wow. That's actually a great fast. I actually love both these fast facts. Keep going. Got any more?
I do.
All right, great.
And since we all love to hear Vinny pronounce things.
Oh, my God. Let me get my piece of paper out.
Here's your home run for the day.
Vin words.
Here we go. Hawaii's.
Oh, God. You're right. You screwed it up. Oh, my God.
Hawaii's state fish is the Humu Humu Nuku Nuku Apu A'a.
That's a High School Musical song.
What?
Yeah, there's a song about it in High School Musical too.
Sing it.
And you did say it right.
Sing it.
It just is what, that's it.
Which, you sing it.
I cannot say what Vinny just said, but
do it again,
when
Vinny,
he said
it,
that song came in my mind.
Humu humu nuku nuku apu'a'a.
Yeah.
I'm not putting it on the list. You just did it perfectly.
Well, that's how the song goes. So
I still want to hear
humu,
you sing.
Paco paco locky deaky.
No, I'm trying to think of the next lyric. Sorry.
Well, just sing the part that you know.
Yes,
which
sing
is
the part
what
you know.
The,
it was
part.
The fish part.
Humu humu
nakua.
Okay.
My sweet prince. Humu humu nuku nuku apua'a. Maki hiki malahini hu. Humu humu nuku nuku apua'a.
Yeah, that was it.
Wow. That's in High School Musical?
Two.
Okay, I was going to say, I don't remember that one.
I just watched Luckily, it with my niece, though.
Oh, fun.
Mm-hmm.
You watching the musical, the series?
Yeah, I watched that already, too.
Okay. I like that about you.
I have really good news, everyone. If you heard this report years ago about how every time a toilet flushes in your bathroom, it sends a crap plume into the air.
Yes.
And it lands on, most of it lands on your toothbrush.
It's all over you, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
your phone, your toothbrush,
right.
the counter.
And so if you, like me, have been hiding your toothbrush ever since you heard that story, here's some relief for you.
All right.
Toilet plume, again, the term for the tiny germ-filled droplets that end up in the air after you flush. We've all been stressing on it for years since experts says that plume lands on your toothbrush. And then you brush your teeth with crap.
And yet you
study
live.
Found,
don't worry. Oh, go
well,
ahead.
You, so far.
I mean,
anyway,
we're all gonna dive in.
A new study says you probably don't have to worry about that. Researchers at Northwestern, a smart school, analyzed the bacteria on 34 used toothbrushes, and they found, yes, there's a lot of bacteria, but none of it is crap from your toilet. They say the vast majority of microbes are the type that live in your mouth or on your skin. So you're off the hook. You can now put your brush back in the cup on the countertop.
Yeah, mine was always there, Vinny. You're the one who had it in a plastic vault under your sink, hidden from all. My dad used to hide his toothbrush all the time.
You have
I
to
think
because
he didn't want us to touch it, you know?
There's a crap plume.
There's
then
no
you
crap
don't
plume.
Want
don't,
that you, on your
clearly
toothbrush.
There's no crap plume, don't worry.
Anyway,
it is a weird thing. Like the toothbrush, like when you really start thinking about it, it's a thing that's wet and it's like got spit and everything all over it. And you rinse it off and you put it wet into whatever you hold it with. And then it dries during the day and then you pick it up again. And it's just like, how is that thing not toxic? I prefer not to think about it.
Right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of the things you guys sent us. 209 says, my grandson is almost 15, and he's a super nerd and a techie guy, spends all of his free time doing programming, and when he talks to me about what he's doing, I don't understand any of the words he uses. LOL. Socially, he's pretty awkward, except when he's around his longtime friends. I think there's a level of autism with these super nerds that make them uncomfortable in normal social settings, but thank goodness for these super smart people.
Thank goodness for them. Mm-hmm. Whatever their challenges may be elsewhere, they're the smart ones, the ones solving all the problems for us.
Well, I have an engineer friend that will start talking to me about the makings of any, the workings of anything.
Well, you know how they make that. I don't
and
care.
And then there's a point where I just have to say, you have have to stop, bro. Mm. You just you gotta. Yeah. You left me back there 15 minutes ago.
No, it's and they don't seem to pick up on the cues, the social right. cues that you're lost, where you just, your eyes go wide, and then they start to glaze over, and you're just like, I guess I'll just let him talk. He clearly wants to. I don't want him to be bummed out.
The friend
out.
I'm thinking of gets so happy when he's explaining things to you, too. He's really, like, in his spot.
Like, so excited about yep. this thing that they're talking about that no one else on Earth understands. Well, uh-huh. actually, they're just not with the people who can understand it. Oh, boy. Those people.
530 says, that's the most Howley song I've ever heard. Howley would be very similar to Gringo in Mexico. It's the white person.
Mm.
Hello.
Locals only, brah.
Something like that. I just saw The Birdcage yesterday. Love it so much.
Mm, so good.
Yeah, I'm going to watch that. I am absolutely going to watch that.
I can't wait to hear your review.
You know what? Someone wrote in and said, the best part of the movie is Gene Hackman in drag. And I forgot all about it. But yes, Gene Hackman plays the dad. And
by the way, guess who plays the girlfriend? Do you remember this?
No.
It's Calista Flockhart, also known as Allie McBeal, also known as Harrison Ford's wife, isn't she? Are they married?
Yes, you're right.
Like, when I finally saw it again a few years ago, I was like, oh my God, it's Allie McBeal. I didn't even realize it was her. She's just a young thing in it. Yeah, mm-hmm. She's the girlfriend.
I'm out of time. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, I wrote a tease down and everything. Here we go. Marilyn Manson, Johnny Depp, and Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Whoa.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.